I love festivals and activities that make my community more entertaining and enjoyable. Pretzel City Brewfest, Arctic Ale, and Music on Chicago, just to name a few. Along with those activities, just the overall look and feel of Freeport has improved over the years, and a lot of it has to deal with the Greater Freeport Partnership.
It's true, but as we're about to hear, they do a lot more than plan fun events. They're all about investing in the future of Freeport.
I enjoyed my interview with Andrea Schultz-Winter, Executive Director of the Greater Freeport Partnership. Her energy is infectious, and her love of Freeport and the surrounding community shines through. Let's take a listen.
I am proud and honored to be here with Andrea Schultz-Winter of the Freeport Partnership. What's your title of the Freeport Partnership, Andrea?
I am the Executive Director of the Greater Freeport Partnership, Tim.
How long has that taken place?
Since about November 1st of 2023.
Congratulations. Andrea, I'm going to throw you a hard ball right away.
Love it.
You ready?
I am.
Okay. All right. I don't want a ball to go through any walls, but here we go. Let's just say that I am this brand new 22-year-old teacher from Anchorage, Alaska, and I get a job in Freeport, and I look and I see the Freeport Partnership. I'm like, what the heck is the Freeport Partnership, and what does the Freeport Partnership do?
Well, first, I would welcome this individual into the community and hope that they brought a pair of shorts along with them on a day like today.
Yes.
You are not going to need your down jacket. I would tell them that the Greater Freeport Partnership is a public-private venture that's all about collaboration to help Freeport individuals, businesses, nonprofits, government organizations, all of us to grow and to have opportunities for everyone here to grow their business, develop a business, retain local talent, basically make North Freeport and Stevenson County home.
So with making it home and with your staff, what are some things that the partnership do in order to try and keep people here in this community and keep people trying to not only do more positive things in this community, but make this community grow?
Sure. So there's so many. And from the birth of the partnership about 6 years ago, you know, we were combined, four organizations came together. And that was really because they saw what the four organizations originally, what they were doing, had a lot of overlap. If you think about a Venn diagram, there was a heavy overlap between those organizations. And to get businesses to grow or to attract a business here, you need a workforce, right? You need a talented workforce that can be employed in that organization. And a workforce is really people, right? And you need people here. They want to live here, that make the community, they want to live in a community that's beautiful, that's affordable, that has things to do, that has opportunities for their children. And so we here at the partnership kind of touch on all of those veins. We work with our government partners to service the business community. We listen to the business community to understand what some of the pinch points are that they have. What are some of the challenges they have? Recently, it's been things around workforce. And with workforce, you have people who have everyday issues in terms of daycare. You know, I just had a round table with human resources talking about daycare, the lack of daycare that we have here, and how can we come together as a community to help try to solve this problem. Now, none of these problems are going to be solved overnight, but they're going to take continual conversation, commitment to solving the problem from multiple organizations, both on the public and private side, to really tackle and develop solutions to these big, hairy problems. And where the partnership is on a lot of those issues is smack dab in the middle. We don't provide daycare services here in the building. I love children. I love my own children.
I have not seen one child run around this place at all.
We don't keep them locked in the back.
No, that's yeah. Please remember that. You heard it here on Tim Beck 2.
But we do understand that we work with other nonprofits and other organizations that provide childcare services. We interface with organizations like Birth to Five and other state organizations that help serve those nonprofits. And then we hear from our employers who are saying, hey, this is a challenge for me to get people to enter the workforce, to fill these positions, to fill a second shift position, or we have this employee and they went on maternity or paternity leave, but they don't have a slot. There's no slot in the daycare system for my infant. So I need to stay on continued leave. I can't go back to the workforce. So it is just kind of delving into those larger, big, kind of hairy problems to help solve them, to bring the partners in the room, sit around the table, discuss the issues, build trust so that we can collaborate and get to a solution.
Now, a lot of friends in the partnership, and I try to volunteer as much as possible with with partnership activities. The thing that drives me nuts, it's driven me nuts probably before you were even in this town, is when someone goes, "There's nothing to do in Freeport." Now, I know that's not the case. You know that's not the case. But as executive director of the Freeport Partnership, what do you say to that person that says, "There's nothing to do in Freeport"?
Well, I would say, where are you looking for information on things to do in Freeport? You know, Tim, you bring up a huge point. And one of the things that this organization does, especially during the summer months, is host a lot of community events and work with other agencies, nonprofits to promote other things that are going on. So some of the places that you can find information on what's currently going on is you can always download our mobile app from wherever you get your apps. It's free, Greater Freeport Partnership. And we have a list of events that are there. We put out a weekly event guide on Thursdays that can come directly to your inbox, or you can find it on our social media feed, or you can go to our website, greaterfreeport.com, and you can look at events and list of all the things that are going on. There are so many. I mean, truly, you would have to really not be looking to find something to do.
Right.
You know,
greaterfreeport.com. What about an individual that's listening to this right now going, "You know what? Andrea's right. And that little dwarf, Tim, he's right. I want to help. I want to volunteer. I want to do something." How can they be a part of the activities that take place in the partnership?
Well, stop down at our office or contact us. Go to our website. First of all, we have a list of committees that we have ongoing meetings. A lot of them are around events and promotion. We have specific committees for events. If you're interested in design and placemaking, which is making downtown and Freeport a beautiful place to live, you're welcome to join that committee. We host a number of cleanup events throughout the year. I would also challenge someone to see if you see something that you think needs to be done in the community, start having conversations with us and our other partners. There might be an organization that's already designed or established to tackle that problem. And if there isn't, start one.
So you've been doing this, you've been in charge since November. What do you see over the years? Because you've worked here, of course, you've been a part of this before you took over the executive director position. How have you seen the partnership improve Freeport and Stevenson County?
I think what I see hands down is businesses, our government partners coming to us and with their problems, or "We're tackling this," or "We would love you to be a part of this," or "What do you think about this solution?" And we want to be your go-to source. We want to help you solve those problems. And that has taken time to build trust and accountability with our partners so that they know that we can deliver, that we're a value add. And that's what I've seen happen over the last, well, I've been with the organization for 6 years now.
So with being a part of the organization for 6 years, we always like the positive, but what are some things that still need to be done in Freeport and Stevenson County that we still need to push forward and the partnership can help with that?
I think continuing to ask our business membership, residents of the community, to trumpet the good news that's happening here in Freeport and Stevenson County. And that's not only just the work of the partnership, that's also what you're seeing from the city of Freeport in terms of the infrastructure work. Keep talking about the good news. Keep looking for the good news that's out there. See what the school district's doing. There's amazing things that are happening. There's amazing talent that's growing up here. And we need to focus on the positive and talk about that. Those are some things that would be very helpful. Some other kind of larger issues that Freeport is dealing with, I would say, is one of the things that we just talked about is the childcare desert, which has a great impact on our workforce. The other thing would be housing, our lack of available adequate housing is a challenge. And how are we going to solve that? Those are some of the big hairy issues that we have here. And they're not unique to Freeport, but we are going to come up with a Freeport sized solution to those.
All right. Let me ask you a couple more questions. You are wonderful, by the way, with all of this information you give us, you do in such a positive way, positive people in Freeport. I love it. I love it. I love it. So here we go. We're going to go a little negative here. What about that individual that goes, I see a beefaroo coming into town. How come we can't get one of those Chipotles?
Well, thank you for the opportunity to address that. I think that it's an understanding for any sort of chain, quick service restaurant, chain in general. Why don't we have a Trader Joe's here? You know,
ooh.
Right. I mean, everybody loves a good Trader Joe's. All of those companies have a very specific market mix that they're looking for. They understand their special sauce and what the demographic, household income levels, number of people living in a certain radius. All of those factors weigh into their location decisions. So we can always build relationships. There's always the opportunity to build relationships with those companies, with the site selectors that work with those companies. But oftentimes, it has a lot more to do with a long range, a long-term plan for growth to attract those companies in terms of long-term community growth, I should say.
So why are you so proud of Freeport?
Why am I so proud of Freeport? It's a great question. And I oftentimes, when I introduce myself to people, I say that I'm not from here. I'm not a pretzel, but I'm raising three pretzels. And I've lived here 15 years now. And I think my background is architecture and urban planning. And I'm not answering your question directly, but I'm going to get there.
Well, and that's good because I'm going to bounce something off of what you said. So go ahead.
Okay. All right. So what I think has always drawn me to planning, economic development, profession was the idea of place. And I'm drawn to and sentimental about place, right? I can, where I grew up, my grandparents' home, my former high school, those things I'm sentimental about. You know, I have attachment there. And so I think what makes me proud about Freeport is in this position and working with an office full of talented individuals and working with talent throughout the community in varying organizations is you're working with a group of people who care a lot about creating a place that they are proud of themselves, that they want to make better for the future generation. And I say there's nothing that leaves me with more satisfaction than working in a profession that helps me or helps try to make this place better for the future. You know, mm-hmm. If I can have some small mark in that or some small assistance in that, then it's been a good day. Then it's been a good career. And I see a lot of that in Freeport. There's a lot of people who care tremendously. And you always have to look. You have to look for the people who are doing good, you know.
I think you've kind of given me what I was going to say. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Farmington, Illinois.
Farmington. Oh, I remember Farmington well from speech stuff.
Farmington Farmers.
They had the Farmington Farmers. Yeah. Boy, that was
creative.
I was going to say that's a real stretch for a mascot. Pretzels are horrible. We're the Farmers. Come on.
Right. I think the tagline was fear the fork. And it was a big pitchfork. So I think that could double down in terms of, you know, pretzels and eating anyway. But yes.
Right. In the Geneseo maple leaf, the maple leaf of Geneseo, when the pretzels played them in football, we used to yell rake and burn. So I guess what I was going to say is, and you probably already said it, but the one thing you noticed after coming from Farmington, that Freeporters don't notice about our town, wonderful thing about our town. What's one thing that you don't think myself or anybody else notices in this town?
I think people who have lived here for a long period of time or who have always lived here will talk poorly about the downtown. And I understand that it isn't what it once was. You'll have that in any community, but you have a really beautiful historic downtown that has many beautiful buildings that are well-maintained. You have a lot of great places to eat, grab a drink, shop, dine, go to the movie, go to the library, go to the Arts Plaza, and parking is not an issue here.
Nope.
There is a perception that parking is an issue because we've become so accustomed to parking directly outside the business we're wanting to frequent. But I think if you realize that maybe even just you have to drive around the block or you have to turn the corner and then park, you're actually walking a shorter distance than you would be if you walked in the parking lot of a big box store and had to travel to the middle of the store for a set item you were looking for. So it's just a perception issue. Sure. And I think, you know, having a hotel right in your downtown, it's amazing. How many communities of our size would love to have a hotel in the downtown?
You are exactly right on that one. Well, I'd like to finish off, number one, by saying that Andrea and I have a couple of things in common. But the one thing we have in common, a few years ago, we were both named the 25 most interesting people in Northwestern Illinois by Northwest Quarterly. I think Andrea was ranked third and got to wear a business suit. And I think I was ranked 22nd and I wore a Benjamin Franklin outfit. So now we know why someone's so important.
But if it was
a
best dressed competition, you would have totally won.
Okay. All right. I owe you a movie and a drink and a restaurant here in the downtown. Andrea, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. It's my pleasure.
No problem. This has been Tim Beck too. And Andrea Schultz-Winner, Executive Director of the Freeport Partnership.
Well, that was fun. I'm sure glad she's on Freeport's side. Many great things are on the horizon. I'm still going to bug her about getting a Chipotle, though.
This has been Tim Beck, too. And we would like to remind you that more interviews with interesting Freeport people will drop every Tuesday at noon on freepod.org.
And of course, don't forget freepod.org. The news you've been missing will drop every Thursday at noon. Thanks to Jim Yeager and the HCC Mass Communications Department for making us sound so much better. You know why Freeport's so great? Because you are in it.
Thanks for listening.